This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad maybe becoming good as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10. For you and three of your friends, and you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh, if I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, love of my life, Nathan, gonna be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
I'm getting a nosebleed.
Probably my friend Jeremy. Okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question, Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were gonna order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'd get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
So okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finediningpodcast. We listen to I Smile by Kirk Franklin.
Smile.
And we're going to talk about it today on Good Christian Fun.
Yeah, I'm a kid for you, bro.
Yuck. Hard.
Consider the source.
Hey.
God, consider the source.
It's me.
How dare you!
Consider the source.
I'm a fan of my mom.
It's me, the source.
Stop, it's the red!
Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
Should we do another episode where we just talk like
this? It's in
the
Heights. We've gone GCF.
Good Christian Fun. It's for you. It's for everyone. We're going down the street. And here's my deal. I'm real sincere. Yeah, you see me in the pod booth. I like talking to all my friends and tell the truth. I gotta say every day that Christ is the Lord, and that's why I pray.
Bailamo!
Yeah, oh, Kevin!
The women are all just like, say like two words.
That's what they get. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
And we're here to have some good Christian fun. Mm-hmm. We're jacked up on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Drinking our Starbies.
Got our Spucks coursing through the veins.
Spucks! Gracious. Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, the music, the movies, and the entertainment made for and made by Christians. We're not here to make fun of you or to make you go to church.
We're here to make you rich.
We're here to make you the wealthiest
beyond
bitch
your
alive.
Dreams.
That's right. We're just here to have fun. No, we don't have any financial problem. If we could make people rich, here's the thing. Like, to me, all these people out there, these life coaches, if they knew how to make you rich, they wouldn't be telling you. They would just keep the secrets for themselves so they could stay
rich. You don't
rich.
Believe that they're generous souls?
I don't think so.
Kevin, if you could be really, really rich, or you could make everyone else on earth really, really rich, what would you do?
The second.
Think about it.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, fuck. I got to be a
choice.
Life coach. It's Good Christian Fun. Caroline, quick heart check-in. How you doing? How's your heart?
I'm good. I'm feeling pretty well rested, even though I was up till 2.
Yeah. We're all nursing different little
doing nothing.
Injuries and yeah. strains. I was also up till two or three.
You were up early too? Yeah.
Yeah, I was up till like 2:30, I think. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. But otherwise, I'm feeling happy. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk to our guest today.
Do you ever fall asleep on the couch and then you end up in bed and you don't know how? Does that happen ever to anybody?
No. Only my daddy ever carried me to bed as a child.
Well, I had one of those last night, and I feel like it's been happening more since I got Dexter. So I have been imagining a scenario.
He's like,
or he's like, come on, guy, it's time, it's time. He's like carrying me.
He's like a pulley system carrying.
Okay, bragging about having a couch and a bed. I see.
And a dog.
Well, I didn't even mention like he has to carry me through the hallway to get to the back. Right. The hallway is so generous for what this is.
A quick Peloton ride.
Yeah, don't bump into the Peloton, Dexter. Next to the air conditioner unit in my window.
Yeah. I mean, I've fallen asleep on the couch and then woken up in the middle and then taken myself, but yeah.
So you've fallen asleep and then woken up in the same place?
Wait.
You've done that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wait, have you guys done that?
Okay. That is wild.
Yeah. It was crazy to be on the couch like that.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's wild.
That is pretty nuts.
Yeah. No, coming out of the pandemic, I'm going really crazy.
That's crazy. I know. And that's why I'm saying and how I'm reacting to anyone's post-vaccine story or life event is just, that is crazy. Anything that you're experiencing right now,
insane.
That's crazy.
You're
I hugged
a crazy
him.
Person.
That's crazy. I want to date. That is crazy. And we want to keep that sense of awe and wonder in our lives.
Yeah.
As Christ has imbued us with that. We're talking about Kirk Franklin, I Smile. I think it's going to be a smiley little episode today.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
I smile already.
Yeah. I smiled. I will smile. I have smiled. I continue to smile. I do like that it's in present tense, though.
Yeah.
So it's like continually happening with us.
Always in the present.
And may the smiles continue even more as we introduce our very special guest, friends and folks. You may know him from his podcast, But Outside. Today, we got him inside. Friends and folks, give it the hell up for Andrew Michon.
Wow, thank you so much.
Welcome.
Hello.
It Welcome is Michon, right?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay,
and Andrew.
Not Michigan.
And Andrew.
And Andrew.
It's Andrew.
In the beginning. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's a question mark, actually. Andrew? It's a question mark at the end of my... It's a silent question mark.
Oh, I
no,
love that.
It's a secret question mark that is not silent. That's what I mean.
Okay. Yeah. A secret silent
question mark. Because there's silent letters, but there's also secret letters. Mine has a secret letter, and it's a symbol.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is that like a family thing?
Yeah. There's a secret question mark at the end of every one of my family's names.
Wait, who's your dad? Elon and Grimes? Is
Elon?
Your dad Elon and Grimes?
Your dad is Elon and Grimes.
Yeah, they kind of collectively did it.
Elon and Grimes. Yeah. Wait, I'm not making that up. They had a baby and it was like Wingdings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, baby's actually very smart. So rude of you to say anything mean.
No, and I don't know.
The baby is
baby.
Really smart.
Yeah.
Okay. And really talented.
Are you anti-baby?
Generally, kind of, yeah. Yeah, I'll own up to that. I don't...
But you take note of that.
I don't have... I know. And which is like a sad sort of prejudice because it's like, it was literally you.
Right.
At one point.
When do you start to respect the baby?
Yeah.
As a person,
18. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So you
well, no.
from zero to
no
18.
Respect for any.
When do they start
child.
Being funny?
Like 4, 5.
You think they're funny at 4 or 5?
Oh,
are you an uncle?
Most of my friends are 4 or 5. Straight
oh,
up.
Most.
And we're laughing
straight
like crazy.
Up. They crack me up.
I am an uncle, and he's 4. He's funny.
Yeah.
We were talking about this the other day in terms of like dating age gaps. It's like if you date whatever your age is, but backwards. Like when are the acceptable times to do it? Like so, if I'm a 31-year-old. I shouldn't date a 13-year-old. That's bad. That's
right.
wrong.
Right.
If I'm a 32-year-old, maybe I could...
And 34.
Yeah, I think exactly. It just works towards the middle of any decade. So, you know, if you're 30, that's not so good.
Yeah.
But 34, 33, 35, those are kind of okay.
Right. Yeah,
it's just
got
to be close to the first 69, number.
69, 96.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, that might,
that's
that might
a couple
rule.
To go down
yeah, that
in
might rule, actually.
Yeah. let's not count that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, when, I, about this.
When I'm 69, I've been meeting people doing math. I'm going to be like, what? This is going to be awesome.
I will say that was maybe the height of my attraction to that kind of woman is when I was 15 years old. It's like 51.
Oh, you wanted that.
Became like
that
a
was
sweet
your
spot.
Tethered.
Well, I think I've told the story about my mother, my sweet mom, who when the rest of our family was super into sports, athletics, she's like, oh, my son likes movies. I'll take him to the movies. And so she took me to a bunch of movies that maybe she regrets taking me to now. But one of the movies that she took me to was in 2002, a little joint you might remember called The Hours, starring Nicole Kidman, Julianne Moore, and Meryl Streep, all playing lesbians in different time periods. Right. And there is a scene in that movie in which Meryl does kiss Allison Janney very passionately.
From the back of the theater, you just heard a little squeak go, awesome.
12-year-old me had his sexual path set before him for the next 2 to 3 decades to come.
Wow. An unattainable woman two ways.
Yes, both ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But your mom didn't have like a lesbian sexual awakening, right? During that movie?
Not that I was aware of. I didn't
just
follow
up. Because maybe you both kind of had this revelation, you know? Who knows?
Like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Mom. That would have been cool. I did go see Black Swan with a friend of mine who identified straight at the time, and then shortly after that movie identified as queer.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So I feel kind of instrumental having been like witness to that process for her.
Yeah, you did the heavy lifting of that.
I'm
probably
like, do you want to see a movie with me? And that kind of pushed her into her identity as we know it now.
Good job.
Yeah. Oh boy. Andrew, thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what's something that made you smile today?
Oh, well, my dogs.
Yeah, okay.
I woke up with my dogs and they were really making me smile.
Do they sleep in the bed with you?
You know, yeah, I have a newer dog. She's
two dogs?
A bit younger. I have two dogs. Nice. I have an older, one is 3 and one who's like 7 months old. Mm-hmm. And the newer one has just recently started sleeping in the bed, which maybe isn't a great idea at her age, but it's fine.
Because of like attachment,
I don't know, just training stuff. Everyone says, you know, keep them in the crate. But what happened is she got spayed, and so I spayed her personally. I did a home spay, and
at home spay.
Yeah, at home spay. Yeah.
Do you do mobile service?
No, I just. I don't do anymore. I won, and it was not so fun.
Well, that was one.
Governor Newsom's draconian spay at home orders have been a cancer on our state. I will say that.
It's like a
not to get our legal right to quit. Spay.
It's like a 10-second sketch where a guy looks up from his dog's bloody stomach. He's covered in blood. He goes, "Oh, stay at home."
Oh no!
Misunderstood.
Not again. What do you mean, not again?
So foul.
This dog's got no ovaries.
His dog's
She's
like,
got
what?
Negative ovaries.
No.
No. Anyway.
Oh gosh.
No. Ever spay since she got spay at home orders, she got spayed, and I just felt bad because she had her cone, and you know she was sleeping in her little crate, and I was just like,
"She seems sad."
Yeah, and she was like really out of it from the spay. And I was like, "You can come in the bed. Like, I'll give you some love." And then, you know, and then since then, it's just been kind of like, you know, she's just in it now. But she seems well behaved. It's all good.
Yeah, as long as she's not like slapping your face at 6 a.m.
No.
What was your experience with dogs? Slapping your face.
They do, right?
They do. Yeah, some of them do. My dogs are pretty good. They like to be in bed.
That's nice. Yeah. So
they made me smile. And then the song, you know, I mean, you know, the first half of the song.
Hey, wait, we're going to get into the song a little bit later.
Okay,
I don't want you to burn your takes.
I wasn't sure.
No.
Okay.
Well, we would love to hear more about your history with faith and religion.
Yeah. Did you grow up going to church at all?
You know, I didn't grow up with any church at all. I grew up with
a... Perfect for this show. No. Let's talk about this for 15 minutes.
I got some stuff. I thought about this.
Nice.
I actually went to church yesterday to prepare.
Okay, cool.
That's nice, especially on a Saturday night service.
They said it was a church.
Turned.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They said it was Church of Cool. Cool?
Church of Cool.
I don't know. I don't know what it was. But no. So I didn't grow up with church, but I grew up with like, cultural Judaism from my father.
Oh, nice.
Where he was kind of like, let's call your grandparents and lie to them and tell them we're fasting, you know, like that kind of thing. That,
wait, to go out of your way to lie to them. And well, I'm like, they asked me.
He knew that it made them happy to think that we were doing the Jewish stuff, but he didn't want to do it himself because he was very anti-religion. And then my mom went to Catholic school, but she did not raise us with any religion at all. So I grew up with pretty much no religion. I remember when I was like 13, my girlfriend at the time was kind of like, "Oh, were you baptized?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "You're going to hell." And I got kind of scared because I was like,
because
I didn't really know. But I mean, I was like 12 or 13. And I was like,
"You don't know the rules of life yet."
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
She was your girlfriend?
Really,
yeah, she was my girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, if I was in your position, I would have listened to her.
Right.
Honestly. Well, because it would have, like this girl that you think is so pretty
right.
and you have a little crush on.
Super smart.
She's super smart, but she's like beautiful and doesn't know it. And she's saying, "You're going to hell."
Yeah.
But I will say, on top of her telling me I was going to hell for not being baptized, she also was addicted to cocaine and pressuring me to have sex at a very young age.
Whoa!
So
wow.
I think she was trying to drag me down her ride to hell.
A little projection on her part, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. It was a very strange thing.
You're going to hell. We'll That's right. You, Andrew. Yeah, not me.
Exactly.
You.
For not saying the prayer.
She had a weird childhood. Her dad was arrested for being a cocaine dealer.
Oh,
like
that's
when
a
she
mess.
Was like when we were together, it was like very dark.
Oh, man.
It was a dark situation.
Yeah. And you guys are still together?
Yeah, yeah. We're still together.
You stuck
she,
her, you stuck with her?
Yeah, she kicked
she's
the habit.
She's waiting in the car right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's in the car. And actually, we're on our way to baptize me finally. Yeah.
So you guys
honey, one quick
forever.
Stop.
No, but I did think about it because it was like, you know, I wasn't raised with any, I didn't go to church and I didn't, you know, I think
was it like in your household, like we don't go to church?
My father, yes. And then my mother, she was
like,
just kind of
whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, she didn't really talk to us about it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I definitely was like, should I get baptized? Like, I don't know. You know, I'm 13 or whatever, but I'm like, should I do this? I don't know. Like, because I was kind of like, well, I guess why not? If they're right,
yeah.
Why not just do it?
And you love pageantry.
Yeah, and water. And then I didn't end up doing it. And then since then, I actually was a religion major in high school. Or sorry, in college. I studied religion.
Why, oh, what drew you cool. to that?
You know, I think it was because I grew up with no religion at all. Mm-hmm. And just really it was not part of my life or even really my friend's life very much.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, I took a couple religion classes and they seemed interesting. And then I just, when it was time to declare a major, I just was like, oh, I'll just do this. And then I wrote my thesis in religion. And I don't know, it kind
wow.
of... Yeah.
What was the thrust of your thesis?
It was about the Catholic Church and their stance on alien life.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my thesis.
I'm not familiar with their stance.
They're open.
Yeah, yeah? Didn't the Pope mm-hmm. say like, I think Christ would save them too?
Yeah,
or no, that was Billy Graham. Billy Graham also was like, Christ has died for the aliens.
That's
if
the one
they
thing.
Exist. Yeah.
Consistently, both the Catholic and Protestant churches have been not LGBTQ affirming, no. not kind to women
Down
or people of different races.
But, we will
but aliens, like, hey, listen, let's talk. Let's
well,
come to the
like,
table.
Look, as long as they're not black.
Yeah, let's assume they're all
let's
male.
Assume they're white and male.
White. Yeah, like, there can't
they're
be a problem.
Like us.
They're probably children, yeah. you know, got to save them.
Wow.
That's but so no, cool. they're open to it. To be honest, like my the basic crux of my thesis was like, and I, look, I'm not like, I wasn't like an overachiever. I went to a very academic college where everyone had to write a thesis. I wasn't like, I need to do this. It was mm-hmm. just, you had to do it. It was part yeah. of the school. So basically the thing is, the Catholic Church got very burned from not believing in, like, you know, the solar system revolving around the sun. Because
oh.
they were like really against that,
right.
you know, and like Galileo and
they
Copernicus.
They didn't want to get embarrassed. Like
yeah,
that
they basically
again.
Got very embarrassed by that, and it was like not a good look for them when they were proved wrong, and they were kind of like, okay, we have to be more open to science moving forward.
That was one of the first big epic fails.
It was
of
an
the
epic
church,
fail. Yeah,
you know?
It was yeah. a huge epic fail. Yeah,
but that
yeah.
was like around the like 1600s.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Or,
but 400 years later, they're like, we're not going
well,
to make this
no,
mistake.
Basically, since then, they've okay. been like more on the side of like. Actually trying to do science themselves, like they have
oh,
the best like they have the best like what's the term, like a telescope station, like an
observatory.
Yeah, they have like the biggest and most expensive
what?
Observatories in the world, because they're kind of like, we're going to be on the forefront of, at least it did, you know, 15 years ago huh.
we're
going
to be the best at looking.
Yeah, exactly. They're kind of like, we need to be on the forefront of science, so that if anything scientific comes our way, we'll be like, yeah, we know about that. That's our boy did that. Our boy did
we
that.
Found that, we found that.
Yeah. So they've been had so a more funny. Open stance where it's kind of like, you know, we're open to it. And then
that's so crazy.
Around the time when I wrote my thesis in like the early 2000s, there was a guy who worked for the Catholic Church who was like the head of the astronomy department or whatever, who kind of came out and said, I saw like on Google News, that's what made me interested in the topic, who kind of came out and said like, yeah, you know, there might be other planets and we're open to it and God could have
what?
Created other worlds. And what's interesting about that is he says like, God could have created other worlds and lied to us about only creating our world for our own good, kind of thing.
That is fascinating.
And there might be Jesus, and Jesus is made in our image, but there actually might be Jesus's on other planets made in their image to teach them the same lessons that he taught us.
Okay, this guy's a writer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah. That guy was Jack Kirby. Is yeah. what it sounds like.
That
it sounds
is so
like multiverse.
Though, yeah. Like God also can take on all these different forms,
right.
but he is male. Never forget.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, but he could be different alien bodies.
Right,
basically.
And it's like,
oh,
it wasn't
God.
A lie to us. It was what he told. It was the truth for us that we needed to know. But
that's
there might
so
be other truths as well.
It's
yeah,
not a
it's
lie. It's, the truth
it's interesting. And part of it is, you know, I think a part of it is them like being like, if aliens do show up tomorrow, we don't want everyone who's Christian to be like, everything I've ever been told is a lie. It's all bullshit, whatever.
Well, and you want to be on the side of the aliens.
Yeah.
That's
you,
the
yeah,
church.
Right, right.
So you kinda, yeah, maybe Billy and the Pope were like covering their bases.
Yeah,
like, we love
we
the aliens.
We've always talked about being pro-alien.
Hey, I've got long gone on the record.
So it's a little bit of covering their asses and a little bit of, you know, forward thinking kind of. Mm-hmm. And also just scientifically, like, the universe is so big, if there might be other life, whatever.
I want to know if they've also talked about, like, AI being saved.
Mm, it's interesting.
Because that's a more realistic alien in right, our time, honestly. Right, what's you the, know, yeah. Like a new consciousness.
What was that AI that Microsoft made that was, like, a Twitter?
Clippy. Yeah, yeah. Clippy.
No, oh, yeah, Clippy. You're thinking of Clippy. Is Clippy saved? That was my next question. Is Clippy saved?
Her name was, like, it was, like, Ava or something like that. Yeah. It was, like, you know, a friendly woman's name, and mm-hmm. she would...
Yeah, and she became racist and like
neo-Nazi immediately. It's horrifying.
And then in college, I went to skate church. So that was my first experience with church.
Skate church.
Was I went to college in Portland, Oregon, and it rained all the time in the winter, and I was a very big skateboarder. And one of the only indoor skate parks was at a church, and it was called Skate Church.
Wow.
And you could skate for 40 minutes and then listen to a 40-minute sermon and then skate for another 40 minutes.
40-minute sermon?
And that was like the price of admission? Like 40, or yes, just 40, like the 40. Way that...
No, you couldn't not. Yeah, like you couldn't show up late and skate. It was like, maybe it was an hour, whatever, but you couldn't not.
Truly?
Truly, you could not do the sermon. Like they were, like, if you showed up late and didn't do the sermon and just wanted to skate, they're like, nah.
Wow.
Was it worth it? Was it worth the
They'll push
the
you off
yeah,
the
it was
half
sick,
pipe.
Yeah, it was sick.
I didn't know you were a little skater, boy.
I was really into skateboarding as a kid. Yeah. Wow. I still do it, but not as much.
Probably not today.
Well, I'm hurt. Yeah, I stopped skating because I like broke my knee in 2008, and I was just kind of like, I don't want to like be injured as an adult.
How did you break your knee?
Skating, shredding.
Oh, okay.
Not at church shredding. Though.
Doing
I was protected
cool
by the Lord.
Flip.
Yeah.
Yeah. No injuries.
No, you couldn't get injured
church.
There. You couldn't get
it
injured.
It feels like yeah. You,
no, but it was a good skate park. And,
that's cool.
And it was interesting. I mean, they were definitely hardcore trying to convert you. They were like. You know, like, the, you know, the Cossack kind of like youth pastor vibes, you know, like kind of skater guys. And it was a mix of kids. I think it was like 16 plus in the group that I was in. And I was like, you know, 18 or 20 at the time. So it was, you know, they're trying to convert you and they're trying to be like, it's raining out there. It's nice in here. Come on in.
The weather's fine in here.
And they were cool, actually. They were nice. And, you know, it was interesting to sit through these sermons. And because I was studying religion, it was kind of like, you know, it felt like a good experience to be like, this is, you know.
So a young Andrew Michon in Portland, Oregon, keeps asking kids at the skate church what they believe about aliens.
Exactly. Yeah.
This guy won't shut up about aliens in particular. I don't know why.
I feel like I've heard quite a few churches now that have like skate-based ministry as like the thing. I mean, we know there's Michael W. Smith's. What was it? Mm-hmm. Like Awesome Town or whatever?
Rocket Town. Awesome Town.
And I think that's kind of interesting because it is like, it can be kind of like a punk underground culture, but it's wholesome enough that like church could co-opt it, you know, and like be cool, but still make it like an outreach activity. Because
if you're on your board, you got
no
two paths.
Drugs or drinking right there.
You got
there.
Two paths and they're trying to lead you down one.
Mm-hmm. Straight and narrow.
Divergent or yellow one.
But I think that's kind of nice. And it's cool that they made it like at least sort of a communal space that anybody could come.
Yeah, it was cool. No, I really
that
had,
price,
they were really
nice.
Cool. Yeah, it didn't feel too preachy and they were nice and the park was good.
They had a light touch.
Yeah, they had a foam pit, which I had never skated before, which is like basically like a giant, you know, hill that then you go off a jump and you're into a foam pit. And that was called Goliath.
I would
Goliath?
Yeah, that's what they called the foam pit.
Oh my gosh.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Now, if Goliath was actually like that in the Bible, I'd read it more. That sounds fun.
Sounds like a well-funded church also.
Oh
know,
yeah. I mean,
pit?
Yeah,
damn.
They had it. It was a good, straight up a good skate park. Yeah. I don't know if it still exists.
Yeah, I went to a church last time I was in Portland called, maybe I shouldn't shout them out.
We'll call it Rocket Town.
Let's call it Rocket Town. Yeah, and my conception of like what a Portland, like the particular flavor of what was probably like a conservative Portland church.
Yes.
Like, because I assume it was like general like orthodoxy and like whatever, non-denominational or a Baptist or something. It's so different from like the way Portland probably does church now in the sense of like,
was yours like kind of hip and stuff?
Yeah, but hip in a way where it's like, yeah, we hate women, but you know, like
everything else,
the
is
music's
cool.
Good. Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah, it's one of those. And people are getting better at being conversant at that stuff. And I, like Caroline was saying, I am touched at the idea of like people offering the thing that's actually the thing that you want to do, whether it's like, the skate stuff or like in Orange County, like the punk and ska scene,
it's big.
Did like just genuinely appeal, like our friend Jordan Morris and like to people down there, like they would see Supertones and Insiders and Five Iron Frenzy and that whole scene where it's like, we're giving you the thing that you want. And there is like a literal time price.
Right.
But basically, this is it. We're not, you know.
Yeah. We're meeting you where you're at.
Yeah, exactly. And like, is the church going to be, in this sense, just like a general even if there's like no conversion or membership whatsoever, like a net positive for the community that it's around.
And this is why Kevin is demanding the churches open more puppet stores.
Puppet church.
Yeah, I like it.
Meet him where he would like to be, yeah. Where he is.
Everyone comes. There's a little stage.
Where your interest lies. Oh.
You get your pick of hand puppets to choose from.
Okay, I would go to this.
You get 30 minutes of stage time. In exchange,
you get 30 minutes of yeah. stage time.
You put on your own puppet.
Yeah, that's
show.
Right.
That's a whole that's right. Yeah. Like,
because you know how like you just don't have a puppet stage literally anywhere.
Anywhere.
You know how it's like not easy at all to do it no. like
very
totally
hard.
At home.
No,
so, are you performing for an audience?
It's a bringer show.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's and then do you have to sit through everyone's 30-minute performance? How
yeah.
long are you there?
Yeah, you do.
That's a lot.
And yeah, it gets booked up like days in advance.
It's kind of avant-garde yeah. in there too.
Yeah, but
weird.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
And Christ-honoring.
But the sermon's only 10 minutes long.
Only 10.
So that's,
okay, so that's
you know,
a good
there's something there.
I
there's something
that.
There.
And you're doing all the voices and stuff?
Of course, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. And you can have up to 3 people with
multiple.
You. So it can be like 4 people at a time.
Okay, that sounds about.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Andrew, I had a question. From your religious studies, did you have like a religion that you were like, this one's maybe my favorite, or this one's like kind of cool, or I like the way these people work?
You know, I mostly studied Christianity just because it felt the most, I don't know, I had the most experience with it. I mean,
it's the Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
come
it's
on.
Classic. Yeah. You know, it's classic.
Timeless.
But, you know, I mean, I think something you learn kind of in religious studies is kind of like, you know, the origins of a lot of the, you know, biggest religions are very closely related and almost the same. And then they diverge in these ways that, you know, maybe start out as insignificant and then eventually get more significant. So it was more just kind of like, you know, it's just so interesting that like 2000 years ago or whatever, it was just kind of like all these things percolated together and
yeah.
then kind of went their own separate ways. So I think that was the most interesting.
That was kind of your takeaway too.
Yeah, yeah. Just like, and then we read like, you know, hardcore like religious theory stuff that like, I don't even know what it was looking back. It was just like, I just don't even understand what the books I was reading. Like,
they were trying to explain like, this is why people have religion.
But like in a way that, you know, it was like Immanuel Kant and like Derrida and like all these like really hardcore philosophers where it's yeah. like, I actually looking back have no idea what we learned. And it was like, the class was straight up 6 people in my professor's office. It was like super small.
In the office is where
yeah,
you
that's
met?
Where we met. Because it was just like
brother, that's a small group. That was yeah, a home yeah. church. Yeah. That was no class.
It might have been yeah. a cult, actually. Yeah.
It felt like that. Whereas, like,
come
I mean,
to my house.
My school was very academically focused. So I think academia in general kind of is a world that exists to navel gaze at itself, but
yes.
doesn't actually
sure.
have any applicability for the real world. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of my friends went to grad school and became professors or whatever. And I knew I didn't want to do that. So it was kind of like, you know, I took it in. I did my best to kind of like conceptualize it. And then I was like out the other ear.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And did you ever even dabble with the idea of like, maybe I believe something? I don't know.
I really didn't. I mean, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to believe in something.
You're just waiting for the right one to come along.
I don't know. You know, I mean, it's tough because it, you know, I don't really, I haven't seen any evidence of anything being cosmically important.
Not even a sunset.
Not even a
not
sunset.
Even
wow, yeah.
A perfect day.
You
at
look
the
at
beach.
This dog next to you and you said cosmically?
But that's
not
the,
important.
You're going to look me in the eye and then look at him and say,
and say there's
God
no
didn't
miracles.
That.
But the thing is, I'm very happy. I love life. I
yeah,
feel really connected
I think that's
to people and things. And I'd like to think that there's some meaning and connection to everything. I just haven't seen any evidence myself. But I would like to think that there is a purpose and connection to everything.
Sure.
Yeah. And if there isn't, like, this is enough. You know, it's still pretty
yeah, I'm
world,
happy.
You know?
But, you
yeah.
know, I definitely would like there to be more meaning.
I know. That reminds me of I used to work with a guy who was like maybe 10 or 15 years older than me. Everyone felt 10 or 15 years older when I first moved to LA,
yeah.
regardless of how old they were.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was going through, we got a little bit close and I was going through it at a point in like my early 20s where I was like spiraling out like, oh no, I'm 23, you know, all of 23
sure.
at the time. And the way he put it, kind of what you were saying, Caroline, is like, yeah, you go through this in your like late 20s or early 30s. Where you say to yourself, is this it? And just talking about anything, like
yeah,
career,
yes.
life,
yeah.
literal existence. Is this it? And you kind of accept to yourself, yeah, it pretty much is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And it's such a dumb, like this almost feels like a, I don't know, like an obnoxious Instagram graphic of like an idea of like,
yeah, I saw
is
you post this.
It?
Yeah.
This
I
is...
saw you post this.
Yeah, no, I did.
I liked
yeah,
it.
It feels like
it's a cool
because it is.
I guess
yeah.
it's a photo of a galaxy.
And if you're asking, is this it, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is on my Instagram. Thank you.
But yeah, no, it's true. I like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. No, I know what you mean. I understand what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. There's no more like insurmountable big mystery as you like start to do the things that all adults yeah. do.
Right.
And then you're like, oh yeah, this is just how relationships are.
You can create your meaning rather than mm-hmm. tricking yourself into thinking
and
you're
the world
find
is kind
it.
Of small, but the world is really big mm-hmm. too. Right. You know, yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah, it's
in the
like
world.
You know, this is why people who like are, you know, start with a religion that they grew up with or whatever and are like hardcore in it their entire lives. Like on the one hand, you feel like kind of bad for them to not have those, like, I don't know, existential thoughts about things because they just take things maybe at face value.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, there is a comfort to like not having to think about that and to just being like dialed in on this thing that gives you meaning and peace and like feeling like, oh, I'm set. I think this is it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of see both sides being good and bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely some like comfort in the safety rails of
yes,
it,
of
like
course.
Driving up a mountain. It's like, well, there's a guardrail. If I'm like,
yeah,
I want to kill myself. It's right. like, well, no, right. because
this
you know,
what I
yeah,
do
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So yeah. I see it both ways too. On Podcast But Outside, you guys talk to a lot of different kinds of people. You and your co-host Cole Hirsch. Uh-huh. It's a show where you take a table and set it up somewhere
yes.
in LA,
interview.
Some or now
or anywhere,
all around. Like at a, yeah. you did a wedding last night.
Yeah,
I know.
Did, yeah.
They,
oh, you did?
They got hired for a wedding.
Yeah,
to
hired for a wedding.
There.
People book us for weddings.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, we've done a few. So yeah, the show is we just interview strangers on the street. Is basically what it is.
Now I'm curious to know if you've had any particularly like religious
inflicted, yeah,
tons.
Lots of
sort of encounters
yeah.
with people.
Lots of religious people.
Do they usually bring it up?
Yeah, it comes up in weird ways, you know, like I remember we talked to this couple who they were like in their early 20s and they were like talking about they were shopping for a housewarming party. And we were like, "Oh, cool. Like is it your house?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, it's his house." We're like, "Oh, you guys don't live together?" She's like, "Not yet." And we're like, "Oh yeah." Uh-huh. She's like, "When we get married, we're going to live together." Uh-huh. And we're like, "Okay." And then they were like, "And we're both virgins." I was like,
"Okay."
Whoa, okay. And they kind
of proposed.
Yeah. I forget how we got into it, but they were kind of like hardcore going into it and they were just like, "Yeah, we're excited." And then I was like, "So what's your goal in life?" And she's like, "I just want to I forget the words. It was like, I just want to have like 5 to 15 kids who are just going to be warriors in the army for Christ." Like she got real
virgin warriors.
Virgin
army,
warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Who are you fighting?"
Kevin and
you. Yeah. I think it's us. I think they're fighting us.
So some people just get really into it in a way where it's like they have their little minute of fame on our platform and just
yeah,
like really
and
push.
They have like their speech.
Yeah, and I like it. I'm into it. We're not trying to, you know, our show, we're not trying to make fun of anyone
of
or
course,
judge. Like, we're just
yeah.
trying
yeah,
to
like
hear what they're bringing to the table. And the more personal they get, like, hey, please bring it on.
Such
yeah.
a funny high wire act that you and Cole do in terms of
it's difficult
reacting to people because it's all filmed as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And put up on YouTube.
And we're also like trying to be funny, but also like, I don't know, there's so many things we're juggling of like, you know, we just had a guest last on the episode that came out this week. Where like, we're talking to this like, you know, young woman who like is pretty, but like, we're just talking to her about her going to grad school, studying like plants, and like her looks were never brought up, and it was just like all about her, you know, what she's studying and uh-huh. the things she finds important. And then this like creep with the fedora sat down at the other chair, and he's just like, "You're so beautiful. Do you have a boyfriend?"
No.
"Oh my God, I'm Jonathan. What's your name? You're so beautiful. You have a boyfriend." And we're just like, "Stop. We're trying to." And he was just like hardcore going
Ew.
At it, and it was just like. And then, like, we're not trying to be rude to him because he just, you know, our sign says, "Come sit down."
Right.
Like,
it's supposed to be anyone could come. And
yeah.
Like,
so
this
it's like a weird. Yeah. It's
yeah.
a weird, like.
Andrew and Cole are doing a church on the street. Yeah. That's their version of that. All are
it's
welcome.
It's a weird, you know, it's funny you say church because we just did a live show in San Francisco. It was like our first time on the road since the pandemic. And we basically had our intern go out on the streets and just, we have, you know, a crowd of 100 people, you know, watching our show, doing interviewing people or whatever. That's the idea. And then we had our intern just run out on the streets and just find random people walking around in the blocks in the neighborhood and be like, "Hey, do you want to come on a podcast?"
And they did?
And they did. We got a bunch of guests for both the shows.
Oh my gosh.
But he was like really striking out the second night. So eventually he's just trying different things and he's like, "Hey, do you want to come speak in front of our congregation?"
So, who said yes to that?
So this woman comes on stage. She's like, "So this is a congregation?" And then we're like, "Intern, what did you do?" He's like, "I just was saying anything."
Oh my God. That's so funny. Well, and I think that like it's so crazy because Kevin and I were both brought up, you know, in the belief that like your faith out there, it's going to be challenged.
Oh, interesting.
And you better be ready to answer for what you believe. Mm-hmm. And so like We thought that was going to be a common occurrence. It's not.
It's not.
Like, we thought really the world was just full of Andrew and Coles out there. Yeah. Like, put them
no
up.
No one is trying to, like, one, get into it with us, or right. two, like, challenge us on it pretty much ever, unless they're, like, a very close friend.
Yeah.
And even then, it's respectful. But you two out on a desk, like, that is, like, the dream scenario.
That's very funny. Yeah.
For, like,
yeah.
a young Christian that wants to, like, you know, prove that they are believing, because they have an opportunity to deny Christ.
They see us, they're,
at
like,
that desk.
They're shadow boxing,
but
like,
they're
I got
not,
this. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
You are like a chick tracked like parody.
You
version
are,
of,
yeah,
like
these two skateboarders out on the street who doubt that you think you know what God is, you know?
That's funny.
And because you're being nice and open,
right.
you even seem like you're maybe impressionable or
that's
like
funny.
Open to what they're saying. So.
But, well, it's funny you say that because I have noticed that most of the people who are religious really do bring it up in a hardcore way pretty early on.
Because this is
because
like the situation
you're ready trained
for.
To do that.
Yeah.
Right.
And you actually get so few opportunities to
right,
do it
right.
that when it feels like a time, you
yeah,
really
no one really
go
talks
it.
About it.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was.
And you want to be brave. You don't want to like chicken out. You know, of
sure.
being able to like share the gospel or whatever.
Interesting.
So,
I like that.
The
yeah.
last time someone did that to me was. Wait, do you know the example I'm gonna say?
I was gonna the Chick-fil-A.
No, well, oh. no, that was a while. That was
yeah,
years ago.
Oh,
but
okay.
the last time someone did it to me was last year. Uber ride to the airport for my last trip. Last time I was on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Before the pandemic, and it was
which pandemic? You guys keep saying this.
The most recent.
Oh,
like,
that
the,
one.
The popular.
Oh,
one.
The po- oh,
yeah.
the huge one.
The one
the,
that like
political correctness
oh, the
pandemic.
PC.
The PC,
PC
yeah.
pandemic.
PC culture.
And, but I don't know if you know this, but in Austin, Texas, there's growing immunity
really?
To the PC
to the
pandemic.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Joe Rogan has the antibodies, apparently.
Herd immunity there.
But there was this, it was this girl, like, must have been in her early or mid-20s, very pretty, and she was, like, very talkative in the car ride. And, and it was unusual for a couple reasons, like, usually that's not the demo for your
of course,
Uber driver.
Of course,
yeah, I was gonna say I've never had someone that person.
She was.
It's
I
a setting. A, you can have hot girls as your driver.
There's drivers. A hot girl
and
setting.
That's Andrew's startup idea.
I am wasting my time.
And it was, yeah, she had like a slight accent that like may or may not have been Russian.
Mm. I am 100% imagining Lauren Daigle in the driver's seat at this point. Okay,
and. I don't know how we got into it, but I was like, you know, there's like a polite exchange, but then we started
sure.
talking and I'm in the back seat and eventually she got into her whole like,
oh my God.
And that's why this church I've been going to in Pasadena is
local.
I came into, yes, it was a local
wow.
Pasadena person. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
She picked
wow.
you up here. She picked you up here.
She picked me up here from
right.
where we're recording in my place.
Interesting.
Yes, yes, yes.
I had that happen too. When we went to Cleveland for Travis's show, my Uber driver also like was about to tell me about the Lord.
And
eventually I had to tell him like, listen, I'm already on the team.
Yeah.
Like,
what did you
I
say?
Mean, at that
were
point I was.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, like just passive agreement. I wasn't like, I don't know about that. I was like, yeah, totally. Like, and she was telling me like, I was addicted to drugs and like,
yeah.
and like all wow. the things of this world and blah, blah, blah. Like she had her type five
right.
down
yeah,
really
she had the
pat.
Mm-hmm, for mm-hmm. you.
I wonder if.
So I tried to be a good audience member and be like, that's crazy.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Kiss.
I wonder if she even needs the money. Like, I wonder if she's doing
wow.
it even
I'm
just
sure
for
she
that.
Is. Yeah.
From
I know
the
people
sounds
who
of it,
would get
yes.
jobs that would do for
needed,
like that reason.
She needed the money.
Well, because the living situation sounded
didn't sound
not,
good.
Well, she's like, I'm like a missionary technically, so I'm living with this married couple
Whoa.
And they're like basement. Not
she's
a basement,
in it.
But whatever it is. Yeah, yeah.
Was this her this might be her ministry.
So I think that's a part of it.
Honestly.
I think it's like this must be a new tact where it's like Get a gig economy
Why not?
Worker
yeah.
job.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, you're in the world, not
oh
of it, and doing the whole thing.
And they're experimenting with different ones where there's, like, a Postmate driver, and he's, like, handing your food. So, you want to eat this together? Maybe talk about some stuff? They're like, no.
There's, like, a little communion cup in the bag.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, what do you think? Yeah. It's like, kind of weird, right?
Here's your bread. Speaking of breaking the bread. You guys could, because you've camped out for your podcast outside of like Trump rallies
mm-hmm,
and different
mm-hmm.
things like that. You could totally do.
I mean, I was there anyway, but we did do the
podcast. Right. Yeah. It was an issue of convenience yeah. for you,
like,
proximity.
Just, yeah. well,
you
I'm
could
here.
Totally do a church around here. You could totally
we wanted
do like,
to. No, we've wanted
like
to.
The Hillsongs or Zoe or yeah, do Mosaic.
We haven't because the pandemic, but are they back? Are they back in action?
Yeah. Oh, they've been back.
Oh, they've
yeah,
been back.
For a little bit.
They
yeah.
didn't quite ever leave. I think
oh, really?
Quite a few of them. I mean, some did.
There's
but,
one
yeah.
in my neighborhood, but it's like an outside thing. Like they're like kind of doing their thing outside. But yeah, we would love to go to a church. It's a great idea.
Church, I mean, but outside.
We've thought about it for a long time. You know a good one we should go to?
Yeah, I'll give you some recs off
okay,
mic.
Please. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I think any of the big boys would be great.
Okay,
like
great.
Any of those, like,
yeah.
the mothership.
The people would probably be kind of fun,
we would
too.
Love, no, we're like, into to talk it. To. What yeah. time we got to get there, though? Early?
No,
some got
no.
a noon service.
They got some, yeah. we know you're hungover services. Times of, right. like, 12 or 1. Yeah, especially
five
the big boys
PM.
Do.
The
Zoe,
big boys.
You'd have good at Zoe.
I'm excited.
A good time at Zoe.
Oh, yeah,
it's
going to be a good time.
Well, thanks for sharing all that.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, the truth is out there, right?
I mean, I feel that. No, but ultimately, you know, I would like to find more meaning, so let's see if we can get that going.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, listeners,
in the second
if
half.
Any of you are missionaries, like, clearly yeah, look at him searching, seeing.
At Andrew Michon. Do you prefer that, or you prefer your Instagram for DM slides? Let's get this.
Yelp. I do Yelp.
Okay.
Oh, for yeah. Yelp.
So DM
yeah.
Andrew
warfare.
On Yelp.
Yeah, just kind of, what you do is you comment on my reviews, and that basically serves as a DM.
Oh, yeah. It's like that couple that met on Letterboxd because they both love Mank or whatever it was. Y'all saw that, right?
No.
There's this little viral story about like how these two, it's kind of cute.
They
like,
commented back and forth.
They comment on each other's reviews,
wow.
and then
oh
like he put that he was single in his review for some movie, and she saw that, and then eventually,
cute.
But Letterboxd doesn't have a DM feature, which
right.
is probably
okay.
good. But eventually they got together and they, you know, watch movies all the time
the
together.
The
Mankiverse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they mank love now in person.
That is good.
Manking love. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun. Good Christian mank.
Honey mank.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now.
Mm.
And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
the new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
feel
like
as incredible as you could feel
to exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day,
exactly
working 9 hours a day on top of that, and then
good
going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/goodchristianfun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
The
I
first
agree.
Month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time for another edition of Singles Ministry.
It's Singles Ministry.
Should I do like a gospel version?
Ooh, no, it's good.
Yeah.
Or is that?
I'll do some voices on that.
Oh, you want to? You could do like four-part harmony that we layer. Singles Ministry is the format where we take one single song, we talk about it, and then we give it a toast or a roast. I don't know which one it is.
Doesn't matter
anymore. Yeah, this is bad or good. the song we're talking about today is "I Smile" by Kirk Franklin. Andrew, beyond being a religion studies major, did you have any experience, exposure, anything whatsoever with Christian pop culture?
I don't think I have a ton. I mean, you know, I'll see what comes my way, but I haven't sought it out.
What's coming your way, and how does it come your way?
Just like, you know,
finds its way to your
different things
part of town.
Finds its way to my part of the internet. But yeah, I'm not super into Christian pop culture, I gotta say. Yeah, it's not quite. I mean, I every time I hear or see something in that world, it definitely fascinates me.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you heard some of the music at the skate park.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah. I was really into Prussian Blue. You guys know about that?
Prussian
or
Blue?
Russian Blue, I think. Maybe
Russian
it's Prussian Blue.
It
sounds like a paint swatch color.
No, it's basically neo-Nazi kids. It's like two like 13-year-old girls who were like raised in the neo-Nazi movement. And then they're like really into Christ, but also really into like white people.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
They made them become like musicians. You know, you guys don't know about them?
No.
Am I right about that?
What the hell? Okay.
What is
Are
this?
You looking it up?
Prussian Blue,
yeah,
white nationalist neo-Nazi pop duo.
Yes.
Fraternal twins born in Bakersfield.
Yeah, yeah. It's intense.
Well, there you go.
They are intense.
Hey, shout out to Oliver. The twins referred to the Holocaust as a myth and promoted Holocaust denial. Okay, so this is Andrew's impression of
Christianity.
Pop.
I'm sorry. I just know
that
they were
100% what it is.
I know that they were also Christian, but they were more white nationalist than anything else.
I'm looking for the Christian stuff on their wiki.
Am I wrong?
I don't see it.
Maybe I just associate.
That's
you just projected the Christianity.
Wow.
I'm sorry. No, there was definitely
a Nazi.
No, there was some Christian stuff there too, I swear.
That's crazy.
Hey,
that's really
you.
Disturbing.
But they're
I
really
you.
Interesting. That whole world. Like, have you
Why?
Seen Louis Theroux's neo-Nazi documentary?
No.
It's great. I would highly recommend
Caroline,
it.
Second service.
Highly
I
great.
Smell a second service.
Yeah, yeah. I would watch
Have
that.
You seen his stuff, Louis Theroux? He did like a Scientology documentary. He's a British
documentary.
Yeah, Leftovers, Jennifer Aniston.
No, different Theroux.
Apec, yeah.
No, but he's a British documentarian. And
oh, yes. Did he do kind of that like kind of funky Scientology
Yeah, yeah, the one that, yeah, it was like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a little quirky.
Cool. Yeah, he's, anyway, he makes really good stuff.
Is he adorable?
He's quirky.
He's adorable. Yeah.
Great bangs.
But anyway, he did one on the white nationalist movement. It's very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Where he went to Bakersfield and like met these people. And he basically just like gets in the weeds and it's just like, mm-hmm. So what's up with your stuff? Like, why do you hate black people? Like,
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Or does he do like a Sarah Silverman thing where it's like, well, maybe we should be friends.
No, it's the opposite. He kind of is like, he challenges them. It's very interesting. I would highly recommend his stuff. Yeah. Anyway.
Bakersfield, by the way, is only like 2 hours from where we are right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
And emotionally, it feels even closer.
One of my favorite memories from this year will always be that strange amorphous time in the vaccine rollout. This amorphous thing.
Oh, where people are getting these ethical and non-ethical.
Well, with the vaccine stuff, where it's like, hey, go to Bakersfield. They got a ton.
Oh,
so
right.
I remember telling friends like, hey, I heard they have Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of to go get them.
It was kind of like, oh, vaccine didn't you get Moderna? Oh, ethical or non-ethical? Mm-hmm. Oh, I had a code. I don't know.
Did you cut or not?
Yeah.
Ethical or non-ethical. On the line for many of us.
Yeah. I drove far away to get mine. Yeah, definitely.
Did you actually?
I did do that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Kevin got a laminator for his.
Oh, okay. Really?
No, we don't need to. Food service handler at your service.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I went to a place like an hour and a half away and just was like, hey, do you have any extra? And they were like, no one's ever tried to do that here. But yeah, here you go. Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Good for you.
Oh, what a bummer.
But then a week later, everyone could get it. It's not like I had a huge leg up.
That was maybe my most evil feeling this year is when everyone got it. I was like, oh, I didn't even cut the line that
much. Exactly. You're like, wait, I obsessed over this for a week?
I was pushing so hard to get a connection.
I felt like a fool.
I know.
I felt that way too. It was like such a brief period of time where there was this mad rush to be like, how do we get it? And then like 2 weeks later, everyone's
evil,
like, oh,
evil
got
feeling.
It.
God.
Kevin on the Titanic shoving a child overboard.
There's plenty of room.
And then there were like multiple boats.
Yeah.
They're like, this isn't
doesn't
even sinking
good.
Anymore. You're good.
I know. I'm important. I'm a podcaster.
Hey, we were an essential worker, according to our sweet mayor, who I think is checked out to India now.
Yeah.
But Kirk Franklin, a man we've covered many, many times on the show.
I hope to continue covering
has
him.
Have spoken to on the show before.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, we had him on as a guest.
He was a guest. I don't know why he did the show.
It's amazing.
He was
our John Hamm.
Wow.
The boys on Podcast But Outside did recently have John Hamm on the show.
We had John Hamm on. It was like a dream goal for 2 years, and
oh
we got
God.
Him. But so, did you get him on Zoom or in person?
It was a Zoomie.
Okay.
Zoomie. But it was a good Zoomie. Yeah.
Was he on for a long time?
He stuck around. Yeah. Like 40, we had like a short time frame.
Half hour
like
window.
Continued.
He did the 45 or 50. Yeah.
So he's a minister and a musician, right? And like a church
minister is like
he leads the choir, right?
He's not a minister.
No,
I wouldn't say. Yeah.
He just has all the affectations.
Got it.
He does.
Stylist.
He's like the composer.
Yeah. Composer. Okay.
It's a really weird thing. Yeah.
For a specific church?
No.
No. Okay. He like has his choir that'll change over time.
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting because he's not the singer, but he's the face on the album.
Right.
For everything. But he's just a hype man. And he's like the arranger.
And one of his famous quotes is like, that's what I love about leading choirs is I keep getting older and they stay the same age. That's something he said a couple times,
that's,
I think.
Definitely interesting.
Don't disparage his character.
But Kirk Franklin
is
absolute legend.
Yeah.
We stand.
He is a legend.
Ultralight beam.
He's kind of like DJ Khaled. You know, like he is the producer, but like he gets his brand on.
And he loves Miami.
He loves Miami. Yeah. He got lost in a boat one time.
That's right.
And he won't go down on women, right?
What's that?
No, never, not once.
Did DJ Khaled say that?
Yeah, that's an interesting
thing. Well, there's a reason why your mouth is up here.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Right. Maybe it's like a vocal rest thing. I don't know. I don't know.
But he's so fun.
About him.
He's a good time.
Fun man. I definitely recommend his Tiny Desk concert that he put out in February.
Oh, cool.
Via NPR. When they were doing them remote, so it's him and a bunch of musicians. I think they filmed it the same day that we did the interview because it's like the
historic
same outfit.
And
he went for
famously, you can't wear the same outfit on two different days. So that's the assumption I'm going.
I don't think he would. Honestly.
I don't think he would either.
I throw all my outfits once. What's I wear them once?
So, outfits are single use.
This goes in the trash.
So maybe it was like a big press day for him. So obviously known for things like Melodies from Heaven, Silver and Gold, Stomp Revolution. But then he has this song from 2011.
You
need
to play a voicemail.
Wait. Oh, no. This is, gosh.
This is top track.
Sample it. We don't need to talk about that anymore. So here we go. Today's a new day. The song is 10 years old. Hey, this song is a kid that I think is funny now.
Someone has arrived on Kevin's horizon. Where are my blue skies?
So is his voice in this at all?
Oh, he's the one that said,
Okay, he did that.
And that's why.
I'll be honest with you.
I know I must give up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Did what? What did you do?
What'd you do?
God's people.
You look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Now every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on.
Today's a new day.
Okay, so a gospel hit from Mr. Yes. Kirk Franklin. It charted.
This was a big hit.
It did the numbers. Yeah, I mean, even just going by the very inaccurate science of YouTube metrics alone.
100 million.
The music video has 101 million views on the tube.
I saw it.
Oh my gosh.
It's shot in the style of like one of those Jimmy Fallon Roots videos where it's like, what if we all sang together? And it's like very brightly lit
one
colors.
Color.
And a bunch of people,
cute.
I assume, in
from
his
all
choir.
Walks of life, and there's Kirk
and
himself.
Yeah. So Kirk. There's also, did you happen to check out, Caroline, the music video of this same song? Also starring Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Really?
We have been asking for donation for the air conditioner.
Steve Harvey in character.
Yeah, he's doing one of his classic characters. Now, if you follow Steve Harvey and Mike Myers' careers, there's like so much parallel.
Huge parallels.
Anyway, put your hands together.
I don't know if that's Kirk. Is this a Klumps tie-in? I actually don't know now.
Are those all Steve Harvey?
Are they all Kirk Franklin? So then the setup for that is like some
how y'all doing this evening?
You look square so losers doing the thing, and then Kirk Franklin
intro.
Is
hot.
Is this a music video? Or,
yeah, no, it's
so there it is.
Like, is this just a sketch?
Now this is interesting because he is acting like a lead singer, but his backup singers are doing the song, you know?
This does feel like a proof of concept reel for maybe a Netflix show that didn't get picked up. Where it's like,
oh, totally.
Steve and Kirk. They just like, I don't know. They go on adventures. They do different characters.
Crazy characters.
Okay. How can we repurpose the footage?
What happens when these two get together?
There's a movie in this.
You know, Smile, a toxic positivity anthem.
Yes.
You know, what's interesting about this song is I listened to it like a few times, and the first time I listened to it, I was like, oh, this came out like a month ago. This is like in response to the pandemic. I'm serious because he's talking about like unemployment and you just got to like it feels like a response to the last year. It really does. He talks about depression, unemployment, like let's get out of this. Let's move on. Like it really felt like that.
Yeah.
And I was so surprised to hear it came out 10 years ago.
So you're saying he knew he was part of the Soros.
Yeah, I think he maybe was working in the lab and in Wuhan and he kind of like knew that was coming.
You see, Kirk Franklin buys like a million stock in Zoom in like February 2020.
No, but it really felt to me like it was part of the year, you know? Mm-hmm, but maybe that's, you know what? And I got to say, that stands to the testament of this song's longevity, that it is applicable no matter the circumstances.
Yeah. Listen.
Or maybe the fact that you didn't know that unemployment was happening
that's
until
10 years
2021.
People got fired.
In 2011, literally everyone had a job. You couldn't find a jobless individual in America.
That was the golden era.
Too many jobs.
Well, and to be
post-recession.
Fair, the music video is shot like a zoo, like a socially distanced.
That also was part of it.
Hey, we can't all be here, but look, we're smiling nonetheless.
That's exactly it.
No, he says, in the beginning, he says, I dedicate this song to recession.
That's what I mean.
But
I mean,
like,
it was 2008.
The big recession.
I know, it's 2008.
Yeah, I get you.
But it just felt, you know.
It
felt pandemic-y.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, if he wrote it now, he'd say, I dedicate this song to Succession.
Oh,
that show's great.
It's a great show.
Or season 4.
I hope they make more.
Oh, they're filming it. They're wrapping it up
right now.
I
know, and I hope they make it.
They're in Italy.
I know they are making it, and I hope they do.
Yeah, I hope they do, too.
I'm rooting for them.
Depression,
for
unemployment,
them.
The song's for you. Yeah.
Cool.
It's very Sesame Street-like.
Yeah.
New day, sunshine, where's the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right. Almost gave up. Power that I can't explain. Yeah. This is part, I think, of the gospel genre, not necessarily the contemporary Christian music genre, but the gospel genre of like a solution for hard times, but like a very holistic big picture view and like a specific view of hard times, or it's like, this thing sucks. Not just like the CCM thing of like,
yeah,
I feel
like
broken.
Life is difficult somehow for some of us. Or but, I feel lost. But this is like, no, specifically, you are financially hurting.
Unemployment sucks.
Yeah. I think that's nice. Like, it could be a little toxic positivity, but it could also just be like, it's a positive affirmation. This is the situation I'm in. I am angry about it, and that's allowed. But also, I need to find joy, or else like I could just be sad the whole time, you know?
Sure.
So I think this is like a really, it's corny, but it's like kind of powerful too. And I like songs now, post-recession, the first one that we're
it's
just
over
having.
Now.
That like have more positive affirmations. Like there's this other song I like that she goes like, I'm protected, well-respected. I am me. And it's I looked that up. What's her name?
What song is that?
That is
That's
called...
That's not a Christian song, is it?
No, it's definitely not.
Is it an Aretha song?
It's called I Am by Young Baby Tate.
Are y'all ready for the new Aretha Franklin movie
I'm
starring
a queen, I'm a dream.
Jennifer Hudson?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I know someone will say, that's never going to work. What's that song called?
Yeah.
It's called Respect.
Right.
I don't like it.
It'll never chart.
You're
it'll
nobody.
Never. And it's going to be Maren saying that or whatever. Because he's in it.
Yeah.
No one wants to spell.
Hey, Aretha, who are you guys? You can't spell.
What is this, school?
Is it in school?
People hate school.
What's interesting about this song is that the first half is like, I smile. And the second half is like kind of the stuff I say to women, which is like, you smile. Like, you need
right,
to
that's
smile.
Kind of your...
Yeah.
I know. I was like, I feel like I'm being catcalled by this
kind of,
song.
It kind of gets like that. The
it
second...
says like, you look better when you're smiling,
exactly.
You know?
It's a little...
You look so better when you smile.
And it's also funny that he got women to say that. He's like, you guys should tell them to do that.
You agree? She's like, yeah, you look ugly right now.
Well, and I think, you know, with all love and respect, and especially in a post-Lizzo society.
Sure. Different time.
Post-Lizzo.
Well, yeah. Well, in that, like, Lizzo exists now. Like,
I love it. Lizzo's over.
Yeah. No, she's not. No, I'm not saying she's over. I'm saying, like, we just were familiar with the ethic and politic of a Lizzo society. And the lyric is, you look better when you smile. We can admit that some people don't look better when they smile. Some people look better when they don't smile.
Name names.
I can't, but I'm just saying, they exist. I might be
I know one. I know one.
Oh, yeah?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Oh, Christian Bale.
Think
oh,
about it.
I thought you were giving me clues.
Honestly, most Christian Bale.
No, but Christian Bale looks Christian really good Bale. When he's for boarding, but you think about him in American Psycho, smiling is kind of scary.
Yeah. Oh, it is scary.
Sometimes
it's true.
Smiles can be scary.
Yes, Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Okay. And then our Weird Al parody would be like, you look scary when you smile. Yeah. And we would do like a little bit on that.
It's all about Bale.
It's like
that
Psycho
is good.
Guys.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It's the perfect time to do a parody song about American Psycho. We're ready.
People have been clamoring.
I mean, it was a perfect time when they... Well, did you guys ever see when they... because there was a musical of American Psycho.
Really?
Like a couple of years ago. They did just part of the whatever trend of Broadway musicals where it's an adaptation of a film property that has no music in it whatsoever. And there's a performance you can find on some late night show. It might have been Letterman or something of them doing an American Psycho musical number. And it truly
it
feels
fun?
Like you're going crazy.
Oh.
No, it's like when they did the Sinister Six on Letterman, the Spider-Man thing. You've seen that?
No, but I say yes to you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
I support you.
I do want to play because it's just so freaking good. Just like a teeny tiny bit of the tiny desk.
Oh, he played this.
Yeah.
Everybody, I want to see you.
Gabe sent this to me. He's like, this is unreal. He loved it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Kirk is great.
Yeah. But it is one of those things when you check the timestamp. Our memory's going to get a little weird for the next year or two.
Yes.
But when you check the timestamp, it's like February 2021. And you're like, and there's like 50 people in the stadium.
Had another instance where they were able to just like rapid test every 5 minutes.
That was probably a part of it.
That was my assumption.
And I wonder, if NPR maybe had like some sort of mechanism in place of like accountability with that sort of thing. Like
their own vaccine they made.
Yeah. The Ira Glass and Terry Gross
the
made it.
NPR, PC vaccine, making you care.
Well, instead of first and second dose, they call it Act One and Act Two. Are you all right, Andrew?
I'm good, yeah.
Go slow. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Hey, you look better when you smile, and you're not smiling.
You should just smile through it.
Can I go look in the mirror? Because it did say look in the mirror.
Yeah, go look in the mirror. I'll bring the mirror to you if that's easier or more helpful. Yeah, so a positive anthem. And
very positive.
Caroline, I mean, what's been making you smile recently besides your hubby?
Oh, my hubby makes me smile.
And your cat.
You know, spring blooms, flowers.
It's nice.
I grew a new plant from seeds from a plant I already have.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Blew my mind.
What is it?
Making me smile. It's called popcorn cassia or something like that.
Oh.
It smells like popcorn, but kind of in a bad way.
Speaking my language. Wait, yeah, what?
Yeah. I know. Anyway, that's making me smile. What's
How big
making
is it?
You smile?
How big is the new one?
Okay, so the seeds, you know, were this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then I put them in a wet paper towel for a while. And now they're like up here. And they've got two little leaves.
In the still paper towel or no? It's in a
no,
pot.
No, they're in a pot now. Aww. I planted them. And they like popped up all on their own.
Aww.
I think specifically what's making me smile recently is having Dexter around new kinds of people. As we're having like more
yes.
and more different kinds of social interactions.
Because yes.
it's one thing, I'm sure you might relate to this, when it's like you're home with the dog all the time. And it's like, hey, we got a great thing. I love our dynamic together.
Yeah.
But it's almost like dating someone and then you hang out with them in a group where it's like, wait, do you suck or not? But then instead...
Do people like him?
Yeah, exactly. And then like you see them through their eyes instead of, you know, your own.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, there can be bad situations too. Like my ex-girlfriend, when I brought her around my friends for the first time, she straight up bit one of them very hard.
Right.
I know you
she
might
pissed
be, yeah,
on
you
me.
Might be working. Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think that's the first time I met you.
Yeah, yeah. She, my girlfriend bit you and I was like, this girl is not good to bring around friends.
She never bites me. I wish you did.
I thought you said you didn't like biting. Not to be bitten in that sense.
But no, I know what you mean with the dog. You know, you want to, and he's being so sweet. It's awesome.
And being a proud guy, I was in the park yesterday, but it was very spaced out. And so I just like, he was, you know, yanking the mm-hmm. leash at squirrels. And I was like, well, I guess I could just let him go.
Yeah.
And the way his little body moved to like, because I'd never seen him run that fast and then try to stop himself so quickly and then just like hopping up.
Oh, a little flying potato.
Very cute.
Wow. I mean, my dog loves chasing squirrels so much that I'm like, what are you going to do if you get to it?
Yeah.
Like, he never has and never mm-hmm. will, but like, what's the plan here?
You don't think he would really like to eat it?
I don't, he's just so, I mean, my dog straight up has like a mental obsession with squirrels where like, if he sees one, it's like he has an out-of-body experience and just can't focus on anything else and freaks out.
I hate to horn in on the dog convo, but my cat is the same.
Same.
With squirrels?
Yeah. She will lean out the railing of my balcony just, safely,
yeah,
monitored.
Yeah.
And then the squirrel
socially
will
distanced.
Be... yeah, so she doesn't.
Socially
she's
distanced.
Vaccinated. And the squirrel will be in the tree and they will like lean at each other.
Oh, wow.
Like, and just like... And I think she would like to eat that sucker. Like,
I think she would.
Yeah. Well, that's what cats are for. Like, literally, that's what they do.
I think Dexter would like raise his paw like he's about to hit him and then like give him a
handshake.
Like, kind of a fake out in a movie or something.
Just like Abraham and Isaac.
That's right.
I would be teaching this squirrel a lesson. Yeah. I just want to prove I can be obedient to the Lord. That'd be so cute.
Now,
what's making you smile?
The dogs.
I
right?
said the dogs earlier.
The dogs.
And then, yeah, just seeing friends again and the nature and being out in the world.
I don't know. We went out to the movies, Andrew and I did the other day.
It was great.
He was sure smiling at Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, just seeing
in the
my
house.
Boy Lin sing every song that sounds kind of the same. It's just nice.
And to me, the part that made me smile the most was seeing that movie in IMAX.
I know, not
people,
necessary.
Not in IMAX.
Which people did have to pay a premium for instead of like $18 tickets. It was like $23. So I have to Venmo request 14 friends, $23.
I'll pay the 18. I'll pay 18. I'm not going to do the full IMAX.
Yeah, he wasn't in for IMAX.
Yeah.
But what's great about AMC that
and also, I got to say, I only watched part of the screen. I didn't watch the full. I didn't look at the full IMAX.
If you're looking
at the whole screen, no, I didn't watch
I look,
that. Part
I only
of
watched
it.
This part. I should only pay $18.
And that's fair. That's like going to dinner. Well, I didn't have a drink, so I shouldn't have to pay.
Logic.
For
exactly.
Yeah. So.
Like I only watched the square.
Look, I was watching my square. My $18 worth.
He only watched Lynn.
I got my $18.
Don't look. Don't look. It's gonna be $3 more. It's gonna be $3 more. But what's great is like. 7 trailers for 4, you know, 4 of which for movies you'll never see. And then a trailer for AMC, like, you're at AMC.
Jesus.
Yes.
And then a greeting from Lynn,
yes,
and the director saying, like, thank, yes, you for watching this movie
what
you're about to
these?
Watch.
I've seen these. It's, I thought, crazy, for Quiet Place there was a thank you video from, mm-hmm, John.
Well, and I think they're trying to differentiate it from watching it on HBO at home. I'm, yes, serious. Trying to be like, this is worth the price of admission.
But is the mentality, because like, we're going to see that and be like, wow, I should go to the, yeah, theater more, because they really appreciate it.
Well, if
I
you
do
watched
this,
it, for those that watched it at HBO Max, they had a version of it where Lynn just flips off the camera and says, hey,
fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. He's like, kill it, theater.
He's like, Venmo $15 to AMC now. Yeah.
And then after that, what's cool is there's a 2-minute trailer for IMAX.
I know.
Yes.
And then after that, there's a countdown.
Or the Dolby Theater.
There are multiple
thing.
IMAX commercials.
What
you're
the
like,
fuck?
I'm here. I signed,
yeah,
up for
like,
this.
I know. I
We're
like
consenting.
It.
We're consenting. So
Kevin,
that
you have to
smile.
Disclose that you're an investor, though.
I am an investor in AMC. That is true. I bought 6 stocks before it skyrocketed a couple weeks ago.
Great.
So
I made,
just so everyone knows,
upwards of $40.
Aware, yeah.
That's,
you're
great,
hearing a lot of pro AMC talk on this podcast. Now you know why.
I remember when, what was that Pixar movie, like the Dia de los Muertos movie?
Coco.
I remember when Coco came out in theaters. I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was like a little intro at the beginning of Coco as well from Pixar being like, just so you guys know, Hispanic people made this. Because, yeah, it was like,
weird,
it was like kind of like three Hispanic.
Lee Unkrich just pointing at the co-director.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah, exactly,
he helped.
Oh,
like, what? Am I
it
on
really
camera
was,
right now?
It really was like these Hispanic people sitting at a fountain who were like, we work at Pixar. We're so great to bring our culture to this movie. Like, because they kind of wanted to be like, just so you guys know, like
defensive.
Yeah, like this
bit,
wasn't,
yeah,
white people making this. Like, is really interesting. It felt,
I never saw that.
Yeah, maybe it was just temporary, but it felt very pointed.
I would like more videos like that, that like,
yeah,
kind,
yeah,
of a preamble to criticism,
yes,
you know,
yes,
like, just so you know, we only got to like 2 weeks to make this movie, so, yeah, just like, right, bear with us, you know.
Well, just like for any movie,
just
like
covering,
here's,
yeah,
so the post production did not, yeah, go as we planned. So
here's, I had personal issues with this actor,
right,
so,
right,
if there seems like there's tension, that's just
here
it.
Are all the emails we sent to actors of color. They didn't respond. I don't,
yeah,
know.
Bring it back to me. Yeah,
it's all white.
We tried.
We tried our best.
Yeah, John Chu.
Enjoy Raya.
Enjoy Raya and the Last Dragon, baby. Now, there's a segment we do often on this show called Cover Me, where we talk about different covers of the song.
Ooh,
that we've, that we've been
fun
discussing. So I smile. This is a newer song, so there's quite a few. I did find a cover. For some reason, Kirk Franklin did a cover of September. I don't know why.
Again, in character. It's about to go
down. Oh, so it's just the song September.
Sounds very different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is having a blast.
So that's not related at all. Okay. But you know, there's a lot of like nice, sincere piano covers that people have put on YouTube. Oh, this girl rules. This is some young kid. She's got braces on. She's
good.
Very good. It has 36,000 views. Good for her.
Good for her. Just her and a piano. And just,
it's not even recorded well, and it's,
wow,
still good.
Yeah, she did good.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have a lot of different choirs. This is the socially distancing that you were talking,
oh,
about,
yes,
Andrew, where it's like,
yes,
2020. So it's like these young kids doing their Zoom thing.
Aww.
Yeah, this is the BCS Senior School Virtual Choir Performance.
Wow, good for them.
Which is like, you know.
Are any of them phoning it in?
Okay, second row, 3 over. That girl is not feeling it.
Yeah, purple hair on the bottom. Maybe?
That's right. Oh, wait.
This guy?
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely not.
Mouthing the words.
So there's,
that's
sweet,
so
stuff
cute,
like that.
Aww.
And
this
then
is a great song to cover. Congratulations
to all. Don't do we forget all the time that Sherry Shepherd's like a hardcore Christian, maybe flat earther?
Hey,
yeah, that's right. Her single is dropping. Oh, this is just a performance at the Dove Awards. He's kind of a hot nerd. But the one I did want to zero in on was the York University Gospel Choir, which is, ooh, comprised of...
Yeah, I'm not seeing a lot of... I almost
gave up, but a power that... No, is this triggering at all, Caroline, as someone who is part of
it? Yeah,
a...
no, it is. Yeah, it's personal.
Oh, we got these two gentlemen
guys,
here.
Everyone has to wear black, and if you can do a red accent accessory.
But why is all the front row purely that color of people?
Whitest of white.
Whitest of white. It feels like we could have mixed it up a little bit. So
we'll wait till the choir comes in. Maybe it gets a little more.
Oh, I think the choir is in, aren't they?
No.
Oh, it's just these kids. Okay, let me skip ahead. Do they come in? Oh, here we go.
Oh, this sucks. This, I mean, because I was in a like all white choir and we did some gospel songs.
Was it advertised?
It was advertised as such.
Was it like join our
all white
choir? White,
but yeah, but it was mostly that. Okay. We did like an African song too, I think, like a kind of tribal song. But our director was
black. It Shetty Doe Keep Out the Devil?
It. No.
Do you know that song?
It was something else. Yeah, okay. I know that song. But the bounciness of it is it's kind of it's what we do. Huh. I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
I apologize.
No, it's beautiful.
And then we have a cover of tell the story of tonight. Oh, it's Ben Platt singing a song from Hamilton.
And that's just Ben Platt.
That's just Ben Platt. Should we have like a Platt drop every episode
now? Yeah.
Tell the story
so
of
here's
tonight.
A couple of examples, and then here's Ben Platt.
Here's a 43-year-old man singing a song for 20-year-olds. All right, well, you know, anything else to say about this song that we fully interrogated the meaning of top to bottom?
I haven't frowned once.
Yeah, it made me smile, made us smile, made the listener smile.
I've been smiling for the entirety of this recording.
Me who?
I've been trying to undercompensate for my overcompensating Zoom listening face that I did notice I had.
You're
last
trying
time.
To tone down your face
I'm
a little bit.
I'm just trying to be like a little more dead around here.
Right.
And not freak people out.
Just lift those lips.
Hey.
Just lift those lips.
Lift those lips,
folks. Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that weird
bare
face.
The teeth.
So the way this works, Andrew, we're going to give it a toast or a roast. Holy toast. That is thumbs up. That's when we say to the song. Yeah. Holy roast. That's when we send it to hell where it's going to roast forever. And we say to this song. No. Oh, that made him frown.
I don't like that.
That made him frown.
I don't like that.
Okay, we'll start with Caroline.
It's a yes for me. Mm-hmm. It's toast all the way to heaven. I could use a song like this in my life. You know, I'm going to keep listening to it. It's 5 minutes long. It's a long one.
It's not short.
It keeps going. But that's because he really wants you to smile and not forget. Mm-hmm. And so, Kirk, thank you.
Thank you, Kirk. We turn it to Andrew.
Yes, it's a toast for me. This song is a thumbs up. And honestly, Kirk can get it.
True.
He can get? Yeah. Oh, like he can get it anytime he wants.
Yeah, he can get it. Kirk can get it straight up.
Anyone in this room, I think.
Yeah.
I think famously, Kirk has gotten it.
Okay, great. No, it's a good song. And, you know, any of the kind of problematic stuff about telling women to smile and stuff, it was made 10 years ago.
And also it wasn't
2011.
He didn't say just women.
No.
He tells men to smile.
He tells everyone to smile. So I do like
well,
that.
Well, and yes. I think that's a nice
everyone.
Call to action for our listeners is like,
right.
Now, not just women, but tell men
tell
in your
men
life walking down the street to
yes.
smile.
Men out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
what I say lately, and I've been saying it for the last year, is I say, please take that mask off so I can see her smile.
Yeah.
I say that.
And I think that's sweet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
especially
with
now,
that mask on,
like,
you look real ugly.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm like, I can't tell what you're doing under there. Take that fucking thing up.
Okay. Hot.
Yeah. Sorry.
You could
see
a universe in which this becomes an anti-masker anthem. Where it's like, where did all the smiles go? No one talks on the phone anymore. No one smiles anymore.
That would have been a good PR spin on anti-masker. Right? Masking is like
yes.
we need to see everyone's smiles
I like
again.
That. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that.
I like that.
Rather than like, I need to eat a Chili's indoors. Which guys, I still haven't gone to.
That'll be.
Yet.
I mean, that's how you know it's finally over.
The pandemic is 1,000% over.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm giving it a toast
it
myself.
A toast?
Of course. Yeah, it's an easy gospel pop song, and his latter day ones like this and Love Theory, I think are good.
Very good.
I don't think they're not good in the same way as Melodies from Heaven and Silver and Gold and things like that. But it's scratching a different itch. Ben Platt.
And this is just Ben Platt.
But you can give it a roast or a toast yourself. Go to @ChristianFunPod. Vote and...
Pokemon, go to the polls.
Guess what? It grows the economy.
It goes the economy.
It goes the economy.
It goes the economy. Okay. Now it's time to bring it down. Maybe we're still smiling, but it's like a soft smile. It's like no teeth now. It's more of like a penitent... face, th- thoughtful, pensive, Mike Pensive, Pensive Harry Potter. I'm total Hufflepuff. And listen, Andrew, we're not here to promote ourselves or to plug our projects. We're here to lift them up. Mm. To the Lord is a humble, loving sacrifice. And we start, as per usual, with Caroline.
Hufflepuff. Caroline farts online. We also like to lift up something we're enjoying in pop culture right now. I got a couple things for you. One, our buddy Ross Kimball has started a new podcast called Good at Parties.
GAP.
It is so fun. Mm-hmm. It's him interviewing his friend as if they're at like a crowded party, and he has them just talk about something they're like passionate about.
So they're screaming the whole time. To hear each other.
They're like, what? Very fun, very sweet. And then I watched that movie Ready or Not, which came out like 4 years ago or something.
Oh yeah, that's it's with not Margot Robbie.
Not Margot Robbie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like a Knives Out. You know, it's not quite as like cheeky as Knives Out, but definitely the same spirit of fun, murdery.
Hashtag eat the rich.
Hey, honestly, eat them.
Good Brody performance in that one too.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Brody is really good at playing like a dirtbag.
And to be clear, we're talking about Adrian. No, it's Adam Brody. It's Adam Brody. Come on. Brody from Jaws.
Yeah. It was good.
All right, we turn it to Andrew. Where can people lift you up, sir?
People can lift me up.
But gently, because of your back.
Yeah, I have a bad back today. We haven't talked about it, but it's an issue. But at Andrew Michaun on social media, mm-hmm. which is M-I-C-H-A-A-N. And Andrew, I have no idea how to spell that part of it. And I'm on, you know, all the social media. And then my podcast, But Outside. We interview strangers on the street. Always interesting conversations. Sometimes religious, sometimes not.
And a good premise for a podcast.
Oh yeah, it's fun. Pod. Thank you. We're really happy to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we did John Hamm was on it, if that's good enough for you, and if not, I don't know how to please you.
Are there other celebrities you've had on?
No, he's the biggest. We've had some like weird people that aren't quite celebrities, but like the lead singer of Eagles of Death Metal.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Very intense, cuz you don't know about the band?
No, I don't.
They're like,
are they also Christian neo-Nazis, Andrew?
look. No, but they are the band. I mean, look, this is a very dark thing to bring up, but they are the band that was playing in Paris when like they got shot up and like 30 people died in the club or like, so he was talking about that, but he went really hardcore anti like pandemic kind of guy where he's kind of like, we still worried about the flu. And this is like in January.
This past year.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so he was a character.
A little bit of both.
I mean, lives up to the title of the band. That's a promise he kept. Like, I'm for real.
I told
into
you,
death.
I want to death.
People like him. People like the band, though. It's very popular. Anyway, but yeah, so we've had like some, you know, people in that realm kind of come on.
Cool.
And then I just watched Invincible.
Nice.
And I really liked it. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No.
It's pretty good. If you like The Boys, did you see The Boys?
No.
Nathan watches The Boys.
Both are great.
Watch Nathan's Boys.
The Boys and Invincible, I think, are both very good. They're both superhero shows that are kind of a send-up of superhero shows. They're very irreverent and taking the genre in a silly way more so than a serious way.
Yeah.
Are also still good superhero shows. I would recommend both of those heartily.
Yeah. Love that.
All right,
thanks,
Andrew. Yeah, of course. Thank you.
I
have a follow up to ask you about something, but I forgot it.
It's okay. It's okay.
It was so good. My follow up.
It's okay. I'm smiling.
Hey, now I'm smiling.
There he is.
Okay, I'm back.
This is putting me in such a good mood, I gotta say.
You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. I don't know. I haven't watched anything. I don't watch anything anymore.
Crazy.
We're back, baby.
I don't even know who you are.
Like, it's, you know.
We are back.
You're busy. Listen, just living your life.
I tell you what. I'm not going to meet my future partner on Letterboxd. It's not going to happen.
Wow.
Right. You're going to be
calling my shot. You can't start writing reviews that say, hey, don't date me.
Can you imagine?
Letterbox.
Or no, I try so hard to make the viral moment happen. It's like, well, I'm single again.
I guess I'll be at Victory Park with Buster at 1 p.m. this Sunday.
Wouldn't it be crazy if someone commented with their Instagram handle on this review right now? That would just be so weird, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be crazy if someone like dated me for 3 years starting now? I mean, that would be nuts.
Call the shot of 3 years.
Oh,
specifically 3 years. Oh my gosh. I mean, anything I've watched is, I don't know, like Hacks or the other two. Finally finished that. The other two.
The best, right? It's so funny.
Two. Do you like the other two?
I haven't seen it, but I know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw Hacks Good.
What a nice show.
Yeah.
But whatever. Everyone's already seen that crap. I'm not a tastemaker anymore. What's happened to me?
Yeah, you're not a pioneer.
Post-vaccine. I can't tell you about any cool new thing on Criterion,
I just saw the first episode of Breaking Bad.
What is that?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
He's like a teacher, but then he's like, he might be more than a teacher, right?
I'm gonna hang out with you guys more.
I'm thinking, is this guy gonna break bad, the thing I just made up? They've kind of made it seem like that was a thing, but that wasn't a thing.
No,
you know what? I'll plug my friend Bettina's music.
Okay.
Valiant Vermin on Spotify. She's such a good little pop singer-songwriter.
Did you say Valium Vermin?
Valiant. Okay. I know. Okay. I definitely slurred that in a way that's not SEO friendly. Right. Hey, it's Valiant Vermin. So love her music. But you can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. You can go to patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Every review you leave, we donate a dollar to charity. This month's charity is My Refuge House. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Thank you, Andrew.
We were honored to smile with you.
I was
today.
Smiling, maybe even smile. Thinking about it.
Hey, and there's nothing left to say except for when all of Pod's people said amen.
Smile.
Aliens are real. Please be nice
smile.
To us. A smile.
A mank.
This is gonna how it's gonna happen. Okay, what version do we go out with of this song? There's so many covers we didn't play, or should we just go out with?
I was gonna say I want this Kirk.
Kirk Franklin did September.
I just feel like he's having a really good time.
Is he just listening to the song? Is that what this is?
Yeah, does he sing it up? Does he go?
I think he's.
What month?
After August. Okay, they're changing the words though. Wait. I want to take it back to that place. Come on and sing it. Tell me you remember when your heart felt like September, still had the joy, and God was just a prayer away.
Kirk.
Yes, Kirk. We love it.
We
love that the boys in September were like, yeah, you can, we don't care. Give us more money.
Please.
All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. And I'm on next week too, right?
We would love for you
to ready
come
for
back
round
next
two.
Week.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.